Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, our listeners in Dutchess County should perk their ears up for a moment. I don't know if they felt something shaking on Monday around 6:35 a.m., but there was a small magnitude 1.3 earthquake. Here's the interesting thing. Earthquakes have been recorded since colonial times in New York and the surrounding area and suffered damage from infrequent larger ones. New York City received damage from earthquakes in 1737 and 1884. Moderately damaging earthquakes strike somewhere in the urban corridor roughly twice a century, and smaller earthquakes are felt roughly every 2 to 3 years.
Well, it's extraordinary. We are human beings in a very fragile world. Our environment, of course, is subjected to all kinds of stress. You get a president of the United States who in many ways is a climate denier. And in the end, if we're not careful about what we're doing, there is the possibility that we are contributing. On the other hand, there's also the possibility these things just happen on a regular basis. There's an asteroid out there that's coming what they call close to the Earth. It's not close enough to do damage, but it's close. And where was it? And how long have we really known about it? We've had our eye on this thing, but there are those people who believe it's an act of God. There are those people who just say, hey, when you take all the combinations and permutations, these things are going to happen, and we had just better be ready for them. So that's where we are at a time when we know that, for example, as you go further west, where fracking was allowed, there was an increase in the number of earthquakes of this kind. So we better know what we're doing.
Well, there was a very close wash election in Kansas yesterday, a special election for the Republican candidate for an empty House seat. Ron Estes won, surviving a really surprisingly competitive race, as the Times puts it, in a heavily conservative district. He defeated James Thompson, the Democratic candidate. Does this portend things to come in the midterms?
It does, of course. Well, we do know that presidents have a tough time in midterms. People have all kinds of expectations. They invest in a candidacy. They get disappointed. It happens on a regular basis. Now, in this case, it scared the heck out of the Republicans because, you know, they thought that they had a possibility of losing in this heavily gerrymandered, concentrated Republican district. And they sent in everybody from Ted Cruz with one view of Republicanism to the President of the United States. Pick up the phone and there's Donald Trump telling you you got to vote for the Republican. So they were scared and they put tremendous amount of effort into winning and they won. It was pretty close compared to what the expectations in a usual district of that kind are. And it does portend something for the midterm elections, which are coming up next year. And we'll see, because they are always watched. And remembering, because that we have so many Republican legislatures in the country, particularly in places like Texas, they have unrestrained, knocked out lots of Democrats just by the way they draw the maps. But then in this country, we have something which we call realigning elections. We had one after Watergate, for example, in which people have had enough. And despite the fact that you've shoved more Republicans into one district and put all the Democrats into a single district so that they don't spread out and influence elections in other districts, and we have this disgraceful gerrymandering effort, every once in a while people get fed up and then they say, out with you.
Will it be out with you for Sean Spicer? My goodness, Alan, yesterday he made some remarks and talking about Syria and the U.S. strike, and he used Hitler as a comparison. Here's his remarks. We didn't use chemical weapons in World War II, he said. You know, you had someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons. So you have to, if you are Russia, ask yourself, is this a country and a regime that you want to align yourself with? Didn't you go badly after that?
David, I was so struck by the fact that this was done on Passover. Can you imagine this guy, Sean Spicer? Either he is one of the stupidest people who ever lived to say that Hitler didn't use gas, and then to call the Holocaust crematoriums Holocaust centers, and to say that even Hitler didn't use gas on his own people. I guess the Jews were not part of Hitler's own people, part of Germany, according to Spicer. You know, he sort of apologized. Then the question is this part of the scenario that is painted by these folks? They've done it before. Insensitivity about when they did the Holocaust Memorial, they didn't even mention Jews. It is very, very perplexing and very disappointing.